From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, July 23rd. The sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First from Sky Sports, why is Tyson Fury's next fight not on TV? What time is it? So here's the thing, buddy. Tyson Fury's got a fight coming up against Marius Wak in Thailand on Friday, but you won't be able to catch it on TV. That's right. This one's not being broadcast, which is a bummer for fans who want to see how Fury looks before he takes on Anthony Joshua in November. I get it. Fury's been pretty quiet lately, and this fight's a chance for him to get some momentum going before that big showdown with Joshua. It's worth noting that Fury's been pretty tight-lipped about his training and condition, so this fight's a chance for fans to get a glimpse of what he's been up to. Problem is, you'll have to rely on reports and updates from the fight to get a sense of how Fury's doing. Not ideal, if you ask me. I'm guessing the reason it's not on TV is because Fury's team wants to keep a low profile ahead of the Joshua fight. Makes sense, right? They don't want to give Joshua's team any intel or an edge going into the big fight. So you'll just have to wait and see how Fury does against Wak, and then we'll get a better sense of what to expect from that Joshua fight. The fight's set for Friday, so we'll see how it goes down. I'm curious to see how Fury performs, and I'm sure you are too, buddy. Next. Second, from The Guardian Sport, Lucan Salakayalato recalled in first Wallabies squad under coach Les Kiss. Reds lock returns after being named in Super Rugby Pacific Team of Year. Isaac Henry earns first Australia call-up for two test series against Japan. Lucan Salakayalato has earned an immediate Wallabies recall in Les Kiss's first big statement as newly installed coach. The Crash and Bash lock was named in the Super Rugby Pacific Team of the Year after providing supreme service for Kiss at the Queensland Reds this season. Continue reading. Up next. Third from PFT Alt. Tyreek Hill says in rehab video he is trying to regain power in his left leg. Tyreek Hill remains a free agent, and for good reason. The wide receiver released a rehab workout video on Wednesday, saying that after two surgeries, he still has no power in his left leg. So it's about 10 months after doing two surgeries, Hill said. My left leg is the one that I injured. I have no power in my left leg, so I'm trying to regain all the power back in my left leg. And then, fourth from PFT Alt. Report, Jimmy Garoppolo open to playing after considering retirement. Jimmy Garoppolo was thinking about retiring, but now he's open to playing again if the situation is right. Nothing is happening just yet, and it might take an injury to a quarterback somewhere for him to sign with a team. Garoppolo spent the last two seasons as a backup with the Rams, and even though they just drafted a new quarterback, the coach is still open to having him back. He's been in the league for 12 seasons, playing for the Patriots, 49ers, and Raiders, and has a pretty solid record as a starter. Next, fifth from PFT Alt. Will the Chiefs' new stadium have grass? No decision has been made. As the Chiefs prepare to move to a new dome stadium in Kansas, the details made available to date don't address one key factor. Will the playing surface be natural grass or artificial turf? Per the Chiefs, no official decision has been made as to the issue of grass or turf. The team's preference, however, is grass. If it's grass, the new venue will need to have a way to move the grass for the various other events that the stadium will host. Up next, sixth, from PFT Alt. Packers have an ownership emergency option if they'd ever need to use it. Hey, you know how the Packers are the only publicly owned NFL team? Well, their president and CEO, Ed Policy, recently mentioned that the current financial realities of NFL ownership make it tough for them to compete. He's worried they might fall behind if expenses keep accelerating. The Packers are stuck because their shares can't be sold, so no one can buy controlling interest. But surprisingly, there's a solution hidden in their articles of incorporation. If the team dissolves, the assets would go to the Green Bay Packers Foundation for charity. Leadership would have to choose to dissolve, but it's an option they could use as a last resort. If the team does dissolve, the shareholders would be left with worthless stock certificates. But the league wouldn't be opposed to this change, as it would introduce another billionaire owner. The expansion fee would be split among the owners, and the team's books would be sealed, keeping the league's revenue a secret. It's not a decision they'd take lightly, but if the current structure is holding them back, it's an option to consider. They'd need to secure a commitment to keep the team in Green Bay, But someone with deep pockets would likely take over and modernize the ownership structure. And then, seventh, from awful announcing. Mike Greenberg praises Mike Golic's return to ESPN Radio. I think it's terrific. Mike Golic is making his triumphant return to ESPN Radio next month. Him and his son, Mike Golic Jr., will host a new morning show called The Golics from 10 a.m. to noon ET. It's familiar territory for Golic, who became a titan of sports radio during an 18-year stint partnering with Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike every weekday morning. But after nearly two decades together, Mike and Mike ended with a bit of acrimony. ESPN management pulled Greenberg off radio to launch a morning show that would eventually become Get Up, a move that blindsided Golic, he told awful announcing at the time. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.